You're listening to WSIU, powered by you. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're talking about all things Carbondale once again, and in studio with us, Mayor Mike Henry and City Manager Gary Williams. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
I wanted to get to something that's making news currently, and that is that there was a concert planned at one of the venues here within the city of Carbondale that didn't happen over this past weekend, if my dates are correct. There are people talking about this, and Mayor, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about why the concert didn't happen and the city's role in that.
Well, this group from Chicago was initially booked at by SIU for a performance, in the Student Center. Chicago Police Department picked up on social media that this group was going to be down here and called the campus safety to say that this group had a reputation for carrying firearms, for possessing illegal drugs, and performances that were sort of lean to the violent nature. And so SIU canceled it. The group then went to a venue in Williamson County. Same scenario there. They found out within a few hours the reputation of the group and decided that they didn't want to host it there. So Williamson County shut down the liquor establishment where that was going to occur over there. We proactively talked to our bar owners here in town because we felt like, you know, they're going to try to come back here in town somewhere. And again, with heavy concerns over public safety and the public welfare with this kind of group performing and some of their pictures on social media, they display firearms, some of their comments on social media were indicated some violent tendencies. We met with one bar owner in particular here in town, and he told us, it was the Hollywood owner of the Hollywood Lounge, Bobby McBride, and he said yes, he'd been in contact with them, and representatives from the city told him about our concerns, very, very strong concerns, and he said he would get back with us Friday morning. So these conversations have taken place on Thursday afternoon. So on Friday morning, I met at City Hall with our city manager, police chief, deputy police chief, and our legal counsel. Around noon, or a little after noon, and what had happened was Mr. McBride had called and said, "Yes, I'm going to cancel the venue. I've canceled it, and you know we're not going to have this entertainment here." By that time, social media locally had blown up with this, and from what anybody out there in the public would think was this group was going to be at Hollywood Lounge, and for that matter, the group could think that they're still booked at Hollywood Lounge for whatever reason. So, with the possibility that they would still show up anyway, and for all the reasons I've stated already, we decided the best thing to do was to close Hollywood Lounge for a little over 48 hours to prevent this group from performing, and that's what we did.
There are people talking in response to that about whether or not that's an overreach by the government to shut down an establishment. There are people talking about violations of freedom of speech, things like that. I wonder your reaction to that. Is this an overreach?
I don't think so at all. I think it's one of the very first things we're elected to do is protect the public from unknown events that may be violent. That group, if they wanted to stand on a street corner and preach whatever they wanted to, then they could certainly do that under free speech. I think it's ridiculous to say this is a violation of free speech.
Gary, the involvement of the city here, how does this go to other concerts and other events that may be planned within the city?
Well, I think we would exercise the same precautions. And again, just to piggyback on what the mayor is saying, one of the most basic responsibilities of our government is to make sure that the public is safe. This one particular bar owner was not singled out. We spoke to all the potential venues in Carbondale and warned, and one actually had indicated to us that they had been contacted by this group, knew the reputation, and chose not to book the gig that night. So, and there had been a shooting at this bar a year ago. So it's always a fine line, Jennifer, with these types of things, because, you know, I certainly understand the public's concern that, that maybe the government went too far, but had we not went this far and something bad had happened, we certainly would have been questioned on why we didn't do enough. So it's, you know, it's one of those things that was a tough decision, and we decided to be more proactive. And I think we're all satisfied with you know how it all played out.
Going forward, I know that the city is working to bring more people into Carbondale. Someone hears something like this, do you think there's any concern about, well, maybe we shouldn't go to Carbondale, either because the city might shut something down or because there's still that fear of safety?
Well, I would hope that it sends a message that we're setting a higher standard, and that's what we've been trying to do with,
yeah, I agree,
with bar owners, and we've been more proactive with enforcement and requiring bar owners to live up to the responsibility of having a liquor license. And, you know, we did this when there was a shooting in a bar a couple of years ago. We were very, very quick with our decision and decisive. And at the time, it's no different than today, that we've continued to send the message to people that we're going to set a higher standard here. And I hope the public recognizes that and appreciates it.
Of course, there's always more to talk about than we have time to talk, but I appreciate both of you coming in.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. This is your NPR station, WSIU.